OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
It's your boys, welcome to the kicker spot. It's your boys. I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo. Why did I have a visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about the who recorded the video? T'Angelo.
OMG.
Yeah, it's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, I have a better one. Apparently, I'm eager to when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kicker Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
Mother to Son by Langston Hughes. 1902-1967. Well, son, I'll tell you, life for me ain't been no crystal stair. It's had tacks in it, and splinters, and boards torn up, and places with no carpet on the floor bare. But all the time I've been a-climbing on and reaching landings and turning corners and sometimes going in the dark where there ain't been no light. So, boy, don't you turn back. Don't you set down on the steps 'cause you finds it kinda hard. Don't you fall now, for I's still going, honey. I's still climbing, and life for me ain't been no crystal stair.
Well, good evening, everyone. That was just Langston Hughes reciting his poem, Mother to Son. I am your host, T'Angelo, and you are tuned into the brand new show here on EOTM's network, and this is The Kicker Spot. So in light of Black History Month, we have just heard Langston Hughes' poem, Mother to Son, and he has lived an extraordinary life. He was a wonderful poet and activist in his day, and so I just thought it was great to hear that poem, Mother to Son, which just, you know, kind of talks about tenacity and pushing it through. You know, she's explained to her son that life ain't been no crystal ball, so just be prepared for the long haul, and I just thought to share that with you. And just a little bit about Langston Hughes. He was born in Joplin, Missouri, to James Langston Hughes, who was the great-great-grandson of Charles Henry Langston, the brother of Merce Langston, who was the first Black American to be elected to public office. He attended Central High School in Cleveland, Ohio, where he began writing poetry in the eighth grade. Langston's father would discourage him from pursuing writing as a career in favor of something more practical. Langston's tuition fees to Columbian University were paid on the grounds that he studied engineering. After a while, he dropped out of the degree program and continued to become a writer and writing poetry. One of Hughes' most acclaimed essays appeared in The Nation in 1926, entitled The Negro Artist and the Racial Mountain. It spoke of Black writers and poets who would surrender racial pride in the name of false integration, where a talented Black writer would prefer to be considered a poet, not a Black poet, which to Hughes meant to subconsciously, you mean you wanted to be a white poet, kind of like a white poet. Hughes argued, no great poet has ever been afraid of being himself. Hughes was quoted saying, I tried to write poems like the songs that they sang on 7th Street. These songs had the pulse beat of the people who keep going. Langston Hughes received a scholarship to Lincoln University in Pennsylvania, where he received his bachelor's degree in 1929. And then in 1943, he was awarded an honorary doctorate from his alma mater. I will go ahead and say that Langston Hughes died of cancer in May 22nd, 1967. His residence at 20 East 127th Street in Harlem, New York, which is where he's from, has been given a landmark statue by the New York City Preservation Commission, and his block The East 127th Street has been renamed Langston Hughes Place.
You are now tuned in. You are now tuned in to the Kickin' Spot. Five. Kickin' Spot. And I'm your boy, T'Angelo. Jalo.
Yeah. Alrighty, you guys. So we did just spotlight Langston Hughes. And tonight we're going to have a ball and a blast. We're going to talk about the Grammy performances. I know I'm a little dated on that, but I still want to give my my outlook on it all. For those who haven't seen it, I'll kind of give you a little recap on who was on stage at the Grammys this year. The NAACP Image Awards recently took place, and they had a handful of events that myself and Carla B. attended. So we're going to discuss what happened there and who we talked to and who we saw and all that jazz. And then also, the 2012 Academy Awards is underway. Me and Carla will be there, so we're going to talk about that. And also spotlight another African-American in history, or who was making history, who has made history. So we'll do all that tonight. Just in a quick run-through, we're going to have a good time, have fun, chillax, and just cruise, you know? If you are listening online, feel free to join us in the chat rooms. You are always welcome also to call into the show if you want to share your thoughts. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that was 718-664-6543. Or again, just hit me up in the chat rooms because we do tend to have a blast there. I was out here trying to log on a second ago. Did it work? Did I say hi? Oh, there we go.
On. This is your boy T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kickin' Spot. Kickin' Spot. Welcome to the Kickin' Spot, and I'm your host, T'Angelo.
All right, you guys. So inside of the Celebrity Hub tonight, we are going to discuss Star Jones returning to The View. Former Seinfeld star tries to commit suicide by shooting himself in the head, but he survives. Adele flips off producers at the Brit Awards. Oh, my. And then T'Angelo, oh, me, covers the NAACP 8th Annual Hollywood Bureau. And, of course, we have to talk about the Chris Brown and Rihanna's reunion and the new songs they have put out. I can't wait to get a Celebrity Hub because it's a lot of fun and much excitement to be had. Be sure you guys catch the Celebrity Hub and all the details that come along with it, all that comes along with it, which was brought to us by EOTMblog.com. Again, we're going to go over to the chat rooms and see what's going on. Now, you guys, you may have heard me mention the chat room, you know, a minute ago, and they're like, where is the chat room? Where can I find it? Well, if you're online right now at EOTMradio.com, and you're on the show, scroll down to the bottom of the screen, and there you will find the chat room where you're allowed to just log in and chat up, whatever. So share your thoughts and see what's going on. Yeah. So anyhow, let's see here. Moving right along. So let's discuss some of the T projects that's going on, things that I've been up to or getting into. First of all, I want to mention the website I keep talking about because I think it's awesome, T'Angelo.com, www, that is, T'Angelo.com. And it's there you can learn a little bit more about me, your host. You can also visit the events page, which will share some of the events that I attend or find that are kind of exciting or upcoming events that I will be attending. If you happen to think there's an event that I should be interested in, definitely hit me up. You can go to Facebook, one of the easiest places to find me, T'Angelo there, and shoot me a little message. People send me events all the time, and so that's what keeps me productive between EOTM and T'Angelo Live, and people hitting me up on Facebook, okay? There's also a picture gallery, which is pretty fun. I need to update it because like, I get more and more pictures every time I go out, but the picture gallery is a lot of fun, so you can see me with other celebrities there, hanging out, rubbing elbows, doing what we do. And so right now, while you're listening, matter of fact, right now, just go ahead and scroll, open a little second window. If you hit Control T, by the way, that is a shortcut to open another window inside, open another tab inside your window. So hit Control T. Uh-huh. There you go. Tab opened up. And then put in www.teangelo. Let me do it again. www.teanglo.com. And then you can go ahead and visit the website. Alrighty. Oh, and then while you're there, go ahead and scroll over to the guest book and leave a comment. Always love to read your thoughts. That'd be super cool. Alrighty, so I mentioned earlier about the Academy Awards. Well, yes, this weekend, the Academy Awards will visit the Kodak Theater once again. And it will be there. You will find Carla B. and myself visiting the red carpet of the Academy Awards. So last year, you guys, we were there. You could check us out on EOTMTV.com. And we and her were on the red carpet looking snazzy, looking sharp. Well, this year, of course, we have to step our game up. I know my girl Carla is putting together a beautiful look and a new gown. If you watch her Facebook, she even got some new hair. Yes. Well, for myself, I'm, of course, going to take a nice, clean cut look. I'm thinking I should kind of go retro, you know, maybe like a nice suit, a nice clean tie with maybe like a little bit of maybe some tennis shoes, and then again, maybe not, okay? But we will definitely be there this Sunday doing the pre-show with BP Productions, matter of fact. They will be the ones shooting for us, doing all the editing and whatnot to put the video together. As we get the pre-show together, we will be on that red carpet looking sharp, standing right next to Oscar himself in a place where only royalty is welcome. Yeah. So anyhow, you guys, definitely keep an eye out for the EOTM Covers the Red Carpet video, which will be out most likely mid-Sunday, okay? Now, to all those who love dance and those who support dance, there is a great event / cause called Baby Day Celebration of Dance. This is a dance show featuring dance teams from children teams to adult teams and that honor great people in the community, okay? Last year, I was blessed with the opportunity of being honored and presented with an award for my works in the community, in the dance community. And this year, I'm going to be assisting in putting the event together. So mark your calendars. Yes, mark your calendars for April 12th at 1 p.m., yes, April 12th at 1 p.m., we will be having Baby Day Celebration of Dance, okay? And I'm telling you, this will be great. We have a wonderful array of teams who come out and really present themselves. And if you want more information on this, you can just go to www.babyday.org. That's www.babyd, as in David, A-E, as in Edward.org, babyday.org. And there you'll see how they're doing a tribute to what's called Dance Moms. And Dance Mom is kind of like just a title, if you will, for people who support the children or the performers in dance. They're kind of like the stage mom or the stage dad, but they just call it Dance Mom, okay? And you can go into the site and you can register your team. If you happen to have a team that would be interested in performing, yes, if you have a dance team, we are still looking for a few more dance teams. So if you are in the California area, and I'm not just talking L.A., because we have people coming up from as far as San Diego, to do the show with us. We just definitely welcome you. And we'll have a little VIP area, some media, and usually we have some celebrity surprises even. Who will be there? So anyhow, again, that's babyday.org. You know what? And it's telling you that I will be performing on the show will help motivate you to come out? Fine. It's true. I will be gracing the stage doing some type of dance number, a little ditty. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do right there. Just like that. That's what I'm going to do. All right, you guys, so definitely check out Baby Day Celebration of Dance. It will be awesome. And then also, I just returned from Omaha, Nebraska, like yesterday, and it was such a great trip. I told you guys before I left that I was going to go, and of course, it's a complete slower-paced lifestyle than here in Los Angeles, but beautiful nonetheless. The scenery was great. They had snow, like, lightly across some of the lawns and stuff. One thing I think the movies never show is how the snow gets cacked up on the side of the road in big old dirt piles. Like, it's not cute snow. It's ugly snow. And I was like, to my friend who I went down there, went, do they just leave the snow on the side of the road like that till it melts? It's like, yeah. I said, oh, sure. What was I going to do with it, you know? So anyhow, the scenery was great. And then also, nightlife. My life in Omaha is funny because you guys would not believe they have some of these great nightclubs. I love venues. I love going to a nice club venue, and they have some amazing venues in Omaha, you guys. So granted, in some cases, I was there on the weekday, so I guess in the case that there were, like, not a lot of people in the venue for the club night, wasn't really their fault. It was Tuesday. But they did have a couple of spots that were banging. So I'm going to give it up to you guys, Omaha. Okay, y'all not quite, you know, not high, not y'all not, like, you know, doing the Miami style, but y'all doing the deed. I was really impressed. And then lastly, I'm just going to mention, I tried sushi for the first time, you guys, like real sushi outside of the California roll. Yes, one of my friends was like, T, you have to come to this place. It's amazing. It's wonderful. It's delish. And I was like, where? It's called Blue Sushi. I was like, Blue Sushi? I don't do sushi. No, you have to try it. So we went out there. We tried some stuff. Had me try this sushi roll that I didn't know what it was. They were like, well, I'm not going to tell you. And it looked, you know, appropriate. And one of them had like a little tail hanging out of it, but it was a piece of shrimp, and I knew that. So I'm like, okay, I love shrimp. This will be fine. So I eat it, and once I'm done, they tell me, okay, the black stuff on top was caviar. There's eel and shrimp inside. And I was like, I hate you so much right now. Can I get two more? So you guys, definitely try new experiences, by the way, because I did enjoy the Blue Sushi experience, and I did enjoy sushi. So big up to my homeboy, Michigan. All righty. Next, you guys, the next trip is going to be Alaska. Carla B and myself will be covering an awesome fashion show in Alaska. So for all my Alaskanians, hit us up. Let us know where the spots to be are. People have told me the spots to go to in Nebraska, and I thank you. And so next, you guys, we're going to Alaska. Now, which part of Alaska? I may have been told, I don't remember. But who cares? Hit us up anyway and let us know what spots we need to be at, you guys, okay? This is going to be great, and I am so excited.
You are now tuned in. You are now tuned in to the Kickin' Spot. Spot, 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 spot. Kickin' Spot. And I'm your boy, T'Angelo. Jalo, Jalo, Jalo.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see here. Let's take a moment and spotlight another beautiful African-American who has made history. Now we are going to take a moment and spotlight Debbie Allen. Debbie Allen is an American actress, dancer, choreographer, television director, television producer, and a member of the President's Committee of the Arts and Humanities. Okay, she is perhaps known best for her role in the 1982 musical drama television series, Fame. I want to live forever. I'm going to learn how to fly. Yeah. Okay, I was born in 1982, you guys, so it's not like I saw the show. Okay, don't get it twisted. Anyhow, Debbie Allen portrayed a dance teacher, Lydia Grant, and served as the series' principal choreographer. That's what she's most notable for, and she did an amazing job there. She also has a young sister by the name of Felicia Rashad. Now, you might be thinking, Felicia Rashad, sounds familiar, can't put my finger on it. Yep, that's Claire Huxtable from the Cosbys. So, yes, they are kin, if you didn't know. So, anyhow, Debbie Allen went to earn her bachelor's degree in classical Greek literature, speech, and theater from Howard University. She holds honorary doctorate degree from Howard University and the University of North Carolina School of the Arts. She currently teaches young dancers at her dance academy here in Los Angeles. She also taught choreography for the former Los Angeles Laker dancer turned singer Paul Abdul back in her day. And not to mention her daughter Vivian Nixon does a fabulous dancer who does all types of Broadway productions and goes on and on and on. Her daughter graduated from, I think, Jack Yates High School, something like that. Anyhow, so back to Debbie Allen. Let's see. She She had a nomination for a Tony. Yes. Debbie Allen had created a role in the play Raisin, where she had received a Tony Award nomination. She also has done things like West Side Story, where she also earned a Tony Award nomination for that. And she actually got a Tony Award, where she actually, I think, won the award for her title role in Bob Fosse's Sweet Charity, a wonderful production, if I say so myself. So, to this day, Debbie Allen continues to produce and direct and choreograph a lot of things with her company, Debbie Allen's Dance Academy. And she has been a television producer on The Different World, a TV show called Different World. She's also the leading choreographer in the film television series, winning Emmy Awards and Golden Globes Awards. It's just, the list goes on and on. And I just tip my hat off to Debbie Allen because I have had the opportunity of training with her in the academy, and I feel that she is amazing and does an extraordinary job with the youth and with helping you to become the best person or the best performer that you can be. So I just want to go ahead and take my hat off. We here at Kick a Spot have spotlighted Debbie Allen, and we just say thank you. Alrighty, so we thank Debbie Allen. Now we're going to take a quick musical break, you guys, and I'm going to find a glass of water or something. I'm kind of parched. I already got some chicken strips here, which are delish. I'm going to finish those while y'all gone. But anyhow, we're going to take a quick musical break, and when we return, we will be discussing the interesting topics that are being presented by EOTMblog.com inside of the Celebrity Hub.
Turn up the music, feel your cup and drink it down.
Sexy and you know it, so
going on, you guys? This is your boy, T. Angelo, and you are tuned in.
Ooh, celebrity hub is next. Shh. Be quiet. It might be you.
The Kick It Spot Celebrity Hub is brought to you by EOTMBlog.com. When you're looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTMBlog, yes, I said it, EOTMBlog.com is the site to visit.
Shh, I said be quiet. It's coming on. And get off my foot.
All righty, you guys, this is your boy, T. Angelo. Sorry I talked a little early. I usually forget my cues because I'll be over here typing and jazzing and stuff. But anywho, dude.
Okay, so, yeah. All righty, let's see where we're going here. Oh, okay, so we're going to go to the Celebrity Hub.
All righty, so what's going on today? Well, you guys know this has been quite an interesting week. I mean, with all the award shows going on, all the celebrities around, of course, we're going to keep it juicy and spicy. Well, who's going to start the spice off? Well, let's start off with a little bit of, what's her name? Star Jones. So Star Jones makes her return to The View. Okay, so once the flab, now fab, Star Jones. Oh, come on, hold up. Okay, yeah, once the flab and now fabulous Star Jones, one of the founding co-stars of The View, returned to ABC Daytime Talk this past Wednesday, or yesterday, for the first time since her less-than-glamorous departure back in June 2006. Opening the first of Jones' two segments, co-host Barbara Walters told the audience, "I can say this genuinely. I am so happy to welcome back Star Jones." She began to discuss Jones' surprise on-air departure. Now, you guys, I did manage to see this, and I thought it was a very good episode. So, if for those who haven't seen it, let me just go ahead and fill it in for you, okay? So, Barbara Walters is going to explain why Star Jones wasn't there. She goes on to say, "The truth about the departure is that when Star Jones' contract expired, a decision was made for various reasons that not to continue forward with her." Okay. Now the funny part is, while Barbara Walters is talking, you have Whoopi Goldberg, Joy, and Sherry, and even Elizabeth, kind of sitting there just looking around like, because you know they weren't kind of there. But then Jones goes and says, she kind of interrupts. Jones is like, Star goes ahead and interjects, "Barbara, hold on, Barbara, really? Are we going to go here? Like, do people even care at this point? I mean, honestly, I don't even care." And Walters pressed on like, "No, we have to talk about this. You know, it was ugly departure. Everyone's wondering what was going on. So we have to figure out what the problem was. Like, no, talk to us. What was up?" And Jones goes on to say, "Well, you know what? Oh, because Jones asked her, why did she do it the way she did? You know, no one knew that she was going to announce her departure. It was a live show, and the producers, Barbara, and everyone found out when Star Jones said it." And so she just went on to say that her departure was at a time when everything around her was ugly. It was a bad emotional time. Nasty things were being said in the media, and it was just not a good emotional time. And so, opposed to her listening to what Biosa had to say about her leaving and stuff, she also went on to say that she wanted to control the situation and just ended herself. Now, funny thing is, she goes on to say how she holds such high regard and all this stuff for them, yet in March 2011, Joan published a novel called Satan's Sisters about a group of manipulative, backstabbing co-hosts of a daytime women's talk show. And it's funny because she, you know, what you call it? What's her name? Elizabeth, I think it is. Joy. Joy went on to say, "Oh, yeah, you wrote a book about this, that, and the other." She said, "But that must not have been about Us Time. It must have been about that other TV show called The Talk." And that's just so funny, you guys, because first of all, The Talk wasn't even out yet, and it's the only show into comparison. So if you wrote a book about talk show hosts who backstabbed you, who else could it have been, you know, other than them? So it's one of those Hollywood things where I have utmost regard for you. But, hey, maybe she's done. She could have grown over it, you know, I mean, grown up and moved over it, so who knows. But anyhow, Star goes on to say, "I made the decision that I wanted to go out on my own terms. I wanted to be able to control it so that when I walked back in here, if I ever did get invited, I would feel good about coming in." So she did. She walked in. It was great. She felt good. In response, Barbara Walters admitted, "We did lie for you," in which Joan responded, "Who cares? I look good." Because she's talking about how, you know, they lied about her, how she lost the weight and stuff. And she's like, again, I look great. It was then, this is now. What does it matter? But it's kind of situations where I know Star wanted to push past, like, why does it matter now? It's not that it necessarily matters now. It's just the conversation never happened. So I know I wanted to know. I was kind of happy to cover that stuff. So, yes, that's what happened kind of there with the whole thing. And, again, some of the other ladies chimed in and put their little two cents in as well. But you have to check that out for yourself if you want more of that. But if you want some more of the full story, if I happen to skip anything, again, you'll check it out on the EOTM blog. So, anyhow, let's see. Who else do we have getting a little some? Uh-oh, I lost my spot. I'm sorry, you guys. Hold on. I was trying to tweet and talk to y'all. Okay, so then we have former Seinfeld star tries to commit suicide by shooting himself in the head and survives. I know that has to be such – I wonder how it feels to have that happen. You know, you go all the way out your way to really endings, and then you live. Do you feel better or are you mad? Anyhow, former Seinfeld star Daniel Von Bargen has survived a suicide attempt in which the actor shot himself in the head. Well, I'm sorry. So I posted you guys in the chat room if y'all want to go over there, who said, I'm sure he was pissed. Damn it, can't do nothing right. Oh, I'm sorry, that's insensitive. Wait a minute. It was still funny, though. Anyhow, so Bargen, who played Mr. I don't know how to pronounce his name, Mr. Kruger, maybe, in the acclaimed television sitcom, is currently in Ohio hospital being treated for the self-inflicted wound to his head. TMZ has the chilling 911 call during which he tells the operator, "I shot myself in the head and I need help." Okay. Well, that seems like a little bit of regret. Let's keep going. He says, "I was supposed to go to the hospital and I didn't want to," he explained, saying they were supposed to amputate at least a few toes, and as a result of being a diabetic. And he then tells the operator that he shot himself in the temple. So he had to go get his foot amputated, didn't want to, so he shot himself. Okay. He then tells the operator that he had shot himself in the temple. MSNBC reports that Von Bargen used a .38 Colt to shoot himself. He also said that he was tired after having a leg amputated for disease. Oh, my. See, people, you never know what folks are going through. You never quite know. The 911 call features sounds of the police showing up in the actor's apartment and telling him to keep his hands still. After Seinfeld, Von Bargen went to have a film career with roles in movies such as Super Troopers and Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And prior to Seinfeld, he appeared in Basic Instinct. He is now being treated in a hospital in critical condition. Well, our condolences certainly to Mr. Daniel Von Bargen, and I do wish you the best. I hope this kind of shines some light on the topic, and maybe he'll, you know, people kind of have those near-death experiences. It kind of always gives you a new outlook on life, you know, and maybe through this experience he has since found that. So, again, suicide isn't really a joke about you guys. It's a serious situation. I just kind of laugh at everything. I don't know if it's a disease or not, but, hey, moving on. Sorry. Okay. So, just a thought there. He called his touch on himself. Yeah. Okay. So, here's the funny. This is a story I really wanted to do, you guys. This is a good one right here. This is a good one. Y'all ready for a good one? Okay. Adele flips off producers at the Brit Awards. Yes. Now, such a nice and sweet, kind young lady. What could they have ever done to her to make her want to make such a strong gesture? Well, Adele, fresh from her 6 Grammy wins last week, walked away a winner once again at Tuesday's Brit Awards for Music, taking prizes for Album of the Year and Best British Female Solo Artist before making an obscene gesture after the show's host cut her acceptance speech short. Now, the funny thing is, you guys, here in you know, here in America, when your speech gets cut short, they just lastly play some music that gets louder and louder and louder. And that's not quite how they did this one. I'm going to explain some more in a second, but let's hear what Adele had to say. She says, as she's accepting her speech, "I'm so proud to be British and to be flying our flag." She was saying this when the show host, actor James Corden, cut off her second acceptance speech, prompting the singer to make a rude middle finger gesture in frustration. She stressed afterwards it was aimed at the industry leaders, not her fans. She says, "I'm sorry if I offended anyone, but it was the suits that offended me. Thank you all very much, and thanks to my fans. I don't want them to think I was swearing at them." The show's broadcaster, ITV, issued a statement apologizing to Adele for cutting her off, and they say, "We regret this happened, and we send deepest apologies to Adele for her big moment was cut off and was cut short tonight due to the live show overrunning." The 23-year-old singer, who had to undergo vocal cord surgery in November, also delivered a powerhouse performance on her single "Rolling in the Deep" to 1,000 of her fans and industry leaders in London's O2 Arena. Now, just to kind of close this up real quick, just to understand, because I was like, okay, let's find out what happened. And on The View, they asked Whoopi Goldberg, you know, about this. You know, how does it happen? You won an Oscar. You won an Oscar. How does the whole thing go? So at the Oscar luncheon, apparently before the actual Oscar, they tell all the nominees, "FYI, we know that you guys are your big moment, so go up there and please try to, you know, keep it short. Just try to keep it short because there's a lot of you. We have to get through everyone in our time, you know?" And then Whoopi goes on to say that the day of your acceptance speech, I mean, the day you have an opportunity to win, when you're around it, they say, "Okay, you guys, just keep it short. But they never really clarify what "keep it short" means. Okay, so Whoopi Goldberg says this. This is my favorite part. She says, "Once you get up there, you're thinking, okay, cool, I'm just going to say my two things to get off stage. But then once you get up there, you forget all that. And you just go into this whole, "I want to thank my mama, my daddy, my third cousin, my one boyfriend who had jumped at me, my one homegirl who was my friend," and all this stuff. And to that one guy who beat me up in school, "Yeah, I'm an Oscar winner now." You just get a little bit carried away. It goes out the window. So anyhow, you guys, this is how it went, real quick, and I'm going to end this story. She's giving her acceptance speech, thanking everyone and being proud of being able to fly the British flag. As the host walks up, taps her on the shoulder, "Hi, excuse me, Adele, I hate to do this to you." And she's like, "Oh, you're going to cut me off?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm sorry." That's what they do to you on stage. He walks up and taps you on the shoulder with the microphone. "Hey, I hate to do this to you." Well, you know what? They lucky that all she did was get in the bird, okay? Adele, go ahead, girl. I'm sorry. The youth of America know what they want to. And, hey, it was funny. It was just sad. It was rude, and I thought that she should have did it. So anyhow, it wasn't that funny. It was funny that she did it. But anyhow, you guys, so that's what kind of prompted her to let them know how she felt, what they could do with it, and where they could stick it. Okay, well, moving on to T'Angelo at the EOTM, as EOTM covers NAACP 8th Annual Hollywood Bureau. Now, you guys, this was a great event. I did get a chance to go to this, and it was amazing. The NAACP holds these bureaus every year, and they change the topic up each year. So on Monday, February 13th, I was able to go to the Museum of Tolerance here in Los Angeles, and they held the bureau with the topic being film financing in black and white, okay? Most people think there are simple rules for getting financing for motion pictures. You've got your script, your treatment, the breakdown, schedule, the budget, and the business plan. Then you pursue the financing. And the reality is that there is no simple rule when it comes to getting financing a project. Just understand that as much work as you put in is creating the project, it's what you have to put into getting the financing, okay? So I was able to go to this event where Blair Underwood was there and a slew of other panelists who just made the event very informative and very good. I mean, just a lot of information was given. Trying to think what was something I can remember. The panel provided real life experiences, the best practices, and the people who were there were people who were put on Red Tails, people who put on the top films that's on right now, and so it's a great event. So for people who are interested in getting the talk of the town or the insight on film financing and on other great things, you should look into attending one of the NAACP's bureaus. Okay, it was great. And for more details on this event, you guys can just check out the video. Go to EOTMTV.com, or, again, go to EOTMblog.com. The video is definitely there, and I had a great time You know, there's a picture of me and Blair Underwood. Oh, and the picture made the video, too. Take it to see me. Hang out with Blair. Yeah. So anyhow, yeah, that's that. And not really something I was going to talk about. Oh, there's another story I heard about I was going to tell you guys. And I can't remember at this moment. Maybe it'll come to me later. Anyhow, Jessica Biel and, you know, Justin Timberlake are engaged. So she's around showing off her engagement ring. So y'all can definitely check out all that details and stuff on the website. But anyhow, let's go ahead and get to what I really want to talk about. Bum, 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 bum. Chris Brown and Rihanna reunite on Cake Remix. Yeah. I don't know why I did that, you guys. I thought it was funny, I guess. Anyhow, so Rihanna and Chris Brown have reunited, something that we've kind of been slowly watching come into fruition. It was only a matter of time, right? So for the past few weeks, the world has been in a standstill with rumors swirling of the one-time lovebirds Rihanna and Chris Brown working with each other once again, just in time for her 21st birthday party, you know? Chris Breezy and Rihanna made their reunion official, releasing the remix of Rihanna's track, Cake, Okay, so Chris Brown adds his melodies to the songs, cooning about his fantasies to blow the candles out on Rihanna's cake. We're going to listen to some of the lyrics, actually, that he had to share. Some of the things he had to share, because it was kind of interesting, all the things that he had to say on this, on the track. Hold on here, let me see. Hold on, let me get to it. Okay, you know, let me see. Okay, let's kind of do this. Let's take a listen to some of the racy lyrics that Chris had recorded on the Rihanna remix of her song, Cake, and then we'll continue the story and let y'all hear this real quick. Okay, take a listen.
Morning. It's not even my birthday.
Girl, I wanna fuck you right now. Been a long time, I've been missing your body. Let me turn the lights down. When I go down, it's a private party. Ooh, it's not even her birthday, but I wanna lick the ice in my mouth. Give it to her in the worst way. Can't wait to blow candles out.
I want that.
Okay, you guys, so right there, Chris Brown kind of put it in plain, okay? Girl, I want to get into, he said, fuck your body right now, okay? It's been a long time, and I've been missing your body. So I think he had that probably sitting on his nightstand waiting for the opportunity to utilize that song. But during the Grammys, the 2012 Grammy Awards weekend, we began to hear rumors spread that Brown and Rihanna were spotted at the same event with reports suggesting that two were even seen holding hands. Later that day, the Cake producers hinted that Rihanna was getting ready to release a big remix with a special guest that would shock the world. He goes on to say, we got the Rihanna's birthday cake coming out in a week. So the song is now out, okay, and it is definitely what we're listening to. So it's going to be crazy, the producer says, and the feature is going to shock the world. 3 years after their infamous fallout at the Grammy Awards, Rihanna and Chris Brown are back together again, at least musically. Clearly the start of a new beginning. Stay tuned. Okay, you guys. Earlier we heard Chris Brown's track. What did we play earlier for Chris Brown? We did Turn It Up, and that featured Rihanna. So it's not like they just kind of got together. They fully got together with these because she's on his track, Turn It Up. He's on her song, Cake. You know, but seeing the tweets going on is when they first started following each other on Twitter, I know Rihanna posted a comment, Dan, you guys, stop tripping. It's not like we're getting married or something, you know. And then after that, you know, we had her releasing the restraining order. She said, you know, not to keep Chris Brown from having to be affected professionally. Again, 3 years ago, they attended the Grammy Awards, big fallout. Now here we are 3 years later, they attended the Grammy Awards, and they're back together. Poetic, interesting, huh? Indeed. So anyhow, you guys, I would just say, I don't know how you feel. You know, you grow up, they were both younger, you know, 3 years later. Physical altercations, we kind of all have them. Not we all have them, but people have them, you know. Grow up, move on. That's what I have to say. So anyhow, you guys, for all these stories and much, much more, definitely check out www.eotmblog.com.
Hey, you guys, have you seen the kicker spot? I mean, I'm trying to find the kicker spot. I can't get in? What do you mean I can't get in? I'm T'Angelo. I'm the host.
The kicker spot. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTM Blog is a site to visit.
But there's also like a clip of me on the red carpet when I call one celebrity the wrong name.
Ooh, yeah.
The kicker spot, kicker spot, kicker spot, kicker spot.
The kicker spot, kicker spot, kicker spot, kicker spot, spot.
If you know who you are, my bad. It was my birth. Sorry.
The kicker spot,
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 the kicker spot.
What's going on? This is your boy T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the kicker spot.
All righty, you guys. Well, again, don't forget to stop by T'Angelo.com. Also, the new T'Angelo Live Facebook page is up, and I'm questioning all of you guys who like the page. I'm kind of still learning how to work it and things and such, but it is there. So, again, T'Angelo Live is going to be amazing. There's much great things coming from T'Angelo Live soon. We did just do the Black College Expo is one of the first videos that will come off of T'Angelo Live, and there's a lot that's going on with that brand. So you guys stay tuned because it will be fun. Okay, sorry. All right, so when it comes to great performances, I think I know a little thing about performing and being on stage, so I thought I would go ahead and bring to you my opinion on how things went. Boom, boom. Okay, so we have great performances. Let's start off with ones I really did like, and one thing I love what's going on right now is Chris Brown. Well, okay, Chris Brown, of course, we all know is an amazing performer, okay? Regardless, you know, how some people feel about his music, this, that, and the other, him on stage is amazing. He's great. Okay, and what I really, really like is how they have his performances now are all about mixing technology with the live stage performance, okay? So this time they had the pyramid, like, cube thingy, and I tried to remember what game it was, where you had the little guy who had to jump down the pyramid and jump up the pyramid and jump down the pyramid, try not to get bitten by something while you're trying to turn all the pyramid blocks a different color. You're trying to make them all one color. So they might all be green, you're going to make them all yellow, and you don't want to get bitten by the little wormy thingy. That's kind of, if you remember that game, that's kind of what this Chris Brown thing had going on. It's a pyramid of stairs, but not like just straight up and down, but like a cube building this whole thing. It was hot. And so they all lit up, and it didn't seem that they were like two, you know, like just 2 inches. They were like, I think, a foot off, of, you know, each block. So you had to jump up, and you have Chris Brown and background dancers completely jumping and morphing off of this prop, which was awesome. And then you move into them, you know, with the lighting cues. And now, granted, did he sing? Hell no, he lip synced like the whole thing. But did it matter? Hell no, it did not matter because he looked amazing. We all know Chris Brown can stand still and sing. And I think in the opening of the performance, he did something like that. He was just standing there and singing. But then, you know, we had to go ahead and let the track take the vocals because he about to be flipping around and all this jazz. And that's exactly what happened. He was flipping around and he was flipping around and jumping and stuff in the performance. And so we can't really get the vocals to be on point if we have all that. So I'm going to say his performance was complete oxygen. Okay, and can you live without it? No. And that's what makes his pure oxygen, because it was a great performance. And I just love, again, how he's using the technology, and they keep doing it. If you've been watching, if you haven't had a chance, you can try to find some of his performances, but he just really makes it happen on stage. So I need to go ahead and find me a Chris Brown concert and go into it, okay? All right, moving on. Funny enough, we're going to follow up with Rihanna, okay? Rihanna took the stage that night also with Coldplay, and she performed a wonderful little ditty. I will say Rihanna has come a really long way, you guys, with her performances. When she first stepped on the scene, I was very bored with her stage performances. It was like she wasn't doing much. She was just kind of walking around, just trying to use her good looks. But I'm sorry, she's no Jennifer Hudson, Whitney Houston. She's no Kyla Bell. You can't just stand there with your vocals and give me life. Her vocals were not that kind of powerhouse vocals, in my opinion. But she is visually stunning, okay? And now I feel that she's really utilizing her beauty on stage. It mixed in with a little bit of dancing and things to really give a full on production on stage. And I must say, it is great. You have fun with it. She did, I'm sorry, I was just looking at her performance right now, and I got stuck. She did a really great job of the performance. She did We Found Love, which was super great. You know, everyone is kind of in love with that song, We Found Love, with Drake. And she just did a really good job with that. And then she even moved that into a little ditty she did with Coldplay. And so it was just a really great performance. And I'm trying to think exactly what I loved about it. And I'm sorry, guys, I'm putting up a blank for a second here, but it was still amazing. Rihanna, We Found Love, featuring Coldplay. Yes. No, that's not it. Okay, there he is. Yeah, so she starts off in a dark corner with a red light on her, and she then, you know, gets up and moves into the next part of it. But that's how she started off with We Found Love, in a very slow pacing, and it had these, like, really cool light effects, you know, flying over her and things of that nature. And it was really great, just a person who was kind of saddened by their love. And then you move into what I personally love is the new blonde hair with her new growth. I'm personally in love with that more than I was the red hair. It was just looked too fake to me, so I can never really get into it. But she does Refound Love, and it was great. I love it. When it does pick up, she hops into some really cool movements, some little dancing. The audience gets all into it. The lighting was ridiculous. Everyone's doing great lighting on stage these days. She takes off the jacket, cute, tight little shorts on with some leggings, some hair, some dancers. We Found Love. It was great. Okay, you guys will definitely enjoy Rihanna's performance. And then you have Adele, of course, the vocalist. She just nailed her performance, of course, with her song. Matter of fact, I've been stuck on her new single lately. Like, I can't get past it. I mean, how about you? What is that song called? What is her song called? I forget her new single right now. But anyhow, her performance at the Grammys Awards was Rolling in the Deep, and her vocals are just amazing. Now, to my understanding, they also did like a little behind the scenes on Adele, and she had talked about how before she goes on stage, like every time, she has to throw up. She's so nervous. Like, that's crazy. A performer is beautiful and superb, still gets that kind of nervous where it just actually she's affecting the physical wave. And I guess that's just what people don't realize sometimes is they're humans and they're nervous and weird like everybody else. Anyhow, so Adele did a great job, you guys, doing Rolling in the Deep, and it was awesome. And then I love the single, which is called Set Fire to the Rain. Set Fire to the Rain has got me, you know, like, hooked right now, so I'm on it. And then real quick, I'm going to do three more, which one of them is going to be Taylor Swift. I couldn't get into it. I didn't know the song. I couldn't get into it. She started off with, well, she did the whole performance in this whole country bumpkin feel with, like, they're wearing, like, maybe the drapes or a tablecloth or something. They'll have banjos, harmonica, and stuff like that. I get it, you know, her music being country and the culture of it. I do get it. I could have, but it just stood still. I don't know. I think she's lovely and stuff, and congratulations on her new, I think, what is a CoverGirl ads, but just couldn't quite get into that performance. And then you have, of course, Jennifer Hudson's doing the tribute to Whitney Houston, which was amazing. And she really had to pull that off, because if you guys are not aware, Jennifer Hudson has sung that song to Whitney Houston at a different when she was honoring Whitney when she was alive. And I've seen that performance too, where Hudson was standing maybe 3 yards from Whitney, looking her in her face, singing her a song, and Whitney was completely overjoyed and so grateful. And then the next time she sings that song would be after her passing, when she's not standing there, but she's behind the screen. I know that had to be something deep for her to have to go through, so everyone check out the Jennifer Hudson. It was very, very touching and very well done. So I don't usually watch the entire award shows, any of them, because I just can do, you know, the brief at the end and catch like the highlights. But I did watch this whole Grammy to see what was going to happen. And I would have been over it probably right after Jennifer Hudson. But I'm thinking, ooh, Nicki Minaj is going to perform. Let's wait and see Nicki. You know, gotta see Nicki. And then Nicki went gaga. Did y'all notice? Nicki went gaga. I just couldn't quite get into it. When it first opened up with Roman's Revenge, let's back up. First of all, she started on the run on the red carpet in the whole red get up with the priest, or he's supposed to be in, I think it's a priest, no, he's supposed to be in, what's his name? The Pope, it looked like. He's supposed to be in the Pope. Okay, all right, whatever. We get it. And then she moves into the performance, which kind of was a continuation of the red carpet. Okay, all right, I get it. But then the whole on stage, her kind of resurrecting from somewhere, I don't know, it just seemed to be a little bit too much. It went over the top. We didn't really know the song. The staging was just weird, uncomfortable. And then when it was over, you just couldn't put it all together. What was the continuity? What was the concept? What was the purpose? I don't know. I didn't get it. I truly didn't. I just didn't. Oh, okay. And then, okay, this is the last one I want to talk about. Would be our girl Katy Perry. Katy Perry, another amazing performance. We start off with her performing, and I was questioning when she started performing, why are these people lip-syncing at the Grammy Awards? She's not going to do enough thing to be lip-syncing. And then the lights, the TV starts to kind of skip, and the music starts to trip out, and you wonder what's wrong with your TV box. Boom, stage goes dark. Boom, stage comes back on. Katy Perry has went from being on the floor to being up in a box in the sky. Come to find out, it was a magic trick. She wasn't singing in the first place. It was a lookalike. And then she goes on to perform, and the performance was beautiful and amazing. So, you guys, those are kind of how I felt with the Grammy performances this year. All in all, I think they did a really good job. It wasn't too many performances that you just didn't like. And, of course, there are the few that just didn't make my list because I don't remember them because they were forgettable, in my opinion. So anyhow, you guys, that's all I'm going to have to say about that. So I know I have given you guys a lot of information about the performances, but just go ahead over to the one of the sites and check them out and see what's going on, you guys. And I'm sure you'll have a great night watching the videos.
Whatever, won't you just slow down? No longer, just can last more rounds. Push harder, you're almost in now. So go, lover, make mama proud.
Conversation, we's a baby.
And when we're done, I feel my.
yo, yo, what's going on? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and you are listening to The Kicker Spot. And it is definitely going down. We are having a blast. So if you were just tuning in, you will have to replay the show so you can check out what happened or what's going on with Chris Brown and Rihanna, and also to hear about the Grammy performances. Not to mention Star Jones returning to The View. Okay. Well, I'm sorry, I'm having a little piece of chicken here. Because it's sitting here looking at me, and I'm looking at it. It's looking at me, I'm looking at it. Why do I feel like somebody's watching me? Oh, I'm crazy. Why do I feel like somebody's watching me? See, I figured that was a little DJ, a little fade out. Okay. All right, you guys. So anyhow, let's talk about what the excitement of the weekend. The excitement of the weekend is going to be the Oscars. Yes, yes, yes. I'm going. No. Yeah, I'm there. Yeah. I'm going. No. Carla's come with me. Of course, Carla. What are you talking about? Okay. So, Oscars. This is when all the top performers and the Oscars come together. Now, I'm going to talk about some stuff here on the show, but you'll definitely want to check out our video once it is released, which will be on Sunday the 26th, because I will be doing some more details about this extraordinary event, which I will not be covering tonight, and you surely want to catch that. So, let's talk leading actor, actor in a leading role. Who do we have? Well, we have George Clooney for the Descendants. You have, I hate when I have to do this, you guys, I'm not the best with names in it either. You have Brad Pitt with Moneyball. We have Gary Oldman with Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. Wow. And you also have Demian Beecher, A Better Life. And we have Jean Dujardin for The Artist. Will George Clooney do it? Will Brad Pitt do it? The others I'm not quite sure of, but we'll definitely be checking it out. We have actress in a leading role. Now, of course, we have the beautiful Viola Davis in the Help, the wonderful Glenn Close in Albert Nobbs. We have Rooney Mara, the girl with the dragon tattoo. You have Meryl Streep, the Iron Lady, and then Michelle Williams in My Week with Marilyn. Now, this is a great category, if you ask me, because, you know, we love so many of these ladies and their work. So, I mean, we have Meryl Streep here again, you know. I question how many Oscars have Meryl Streep won, because she has to be at least, you know, like, in his history, like, you know, the most Oscar-nominated person ever in life, you know. I'm looking for it. Let me just try to go. I'm actually interested to know that question, actually, the answer to that question, shall I say. Who did I say? You said, yes, I Glenn Close? No, I didn't. Hold on. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm just trying to figure this out. Meryl Streep, that's what I want to know. Because, oh, look at, and they have beautiful pictures, you guys, of all the ladies. Okay, Glenn Close is Albert Nobbs. That's right. She did play a man. Oh, my goodness. They have her looking good and manly. It seems like she may have even lost weight, or they put some cheekbones in to get her to do that. Oh, you guys said Michelle Williams in My Week with Marilyn. Yes, I haven't seen this film, but you guys, if you get a chance, Michelle Williams as Marilyn Monroe, stunning. She was on the cover, I think, Vogue, and I couldn't believe how much she looked like Marilyn Monroe. She shrunk her body down to pull this part together. It was extraordinary. I'm going to tell my, yeah, this is going to be a very difficult topic, category, you guys, because I think they all have done extraordinary jobs in all of these. Again, I haven't seen the movie, but at least I know she looked great. So if she looked that good, I can imagine she, I mean, hell, she got nominated, so she must have done something right. Yes, I did, yeah. Okay, so she's great. Meryl Streep, S-T-R-E-E-P. Okay, Oscar. Let's see, how many Oscar wins does she have? Okay, so let me get back to this while that's pulling up. Okay, so I get so lost in all these screens, you guys. Y'all see how many screens I was working around here? You'd be like, dang, people together. Okay. Okay. So we have actresses in a supporting role. For the artists, we have Bernice Bejo. I'm pronouncing that badly. We have Jessica Chasten for the help. She was amazing as well. Then we had Melissa McCarthy and Bridesmaids. She was a comedic talent, you know, the kind of masculine thick girl. Hilarious. I loved it. Then we have Janet McTeer and Albert Nobbs. And we have Octavia Spencer for The Help. Again, The Help had a good year. For male supporting actor, we have Kenneth Bernard, I'm pronouncing that badly. My Week with Marilyn. We have Jonah Hill for Moneyball. Jonah Hill's a mad cool dude. We hung out. I have Nick Nolte for Warrior. Nick Nolte? Look at him making a comeback. Oh, wow. Yes. Okay. We have Christopher Plummer for Beginners and Max Von Sydow for Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close. And I'm not sure what that film is about. Okay, so then we have animated films, one of my personal favorite categories. We have A Cat in Paris. We have Chico and Rita. We have Kung Fu Panda 2. We have Puss in Boots. And then we have Rango. Hilarious. For cinematography, you have Gillian. I'm not going to pronounce that right at all. The Artist, though. The movie's called The Artist with cinematography. Then you have The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. We have Hugo. We have The Tree of Life. And we have War Horse. I don't know that film either. So those are some of the major ones that are going up. I'm trying to think. Directing, costume design. Who's in costume design? We, Jan Eyre, Hugo, The Artist, Anonymous, or a couple of titles. Then you have... directing, best director would be The Artist or The Descendants. You have Hugo, Midnight in Paris, and The Tree of Life. This is going to be a good year, you guys. We're interested to see who all is going to take this, because with all these wonderful films that have come out this year, you just never quite know who is going to take the lead and really pull it all together. So let me see. I'm actually looking for, I'm still trying to find Oscar. Oh, yes. Here we go. Her, O-S-C-A-R. Okay. Okay, I guess it's not going to tell me what I was trying to see right now. It wants me to go through 2 months of dialogue to find out the answer to that question. Okay, there we go, right there. She has a record-setting 14... Oscar nominations. Yeah, 14 Oscar nominations. And I wonder how many has she actually... Oh, wait, I see 16. I see 17. She has definitely had a slew of Oscar nominations. Now, the question is, and if I'm mistaken, I know one time I saw her in an interview, she has never won. She has, she's broken the record for having the most nominations, but also she set the biggest record for never winning it. Let me see, nomination with her later for her first win. Oh, did she finally win one? Let me see. Kramer versus Kramer, the former Derrick Shreve, her first. Yeah. Okay, so she has won one. Anyhow, okay, moving right along. Okay, so you guys definitely want to keep a lookout for our girl and myself, Carla B. Antiangelo, on the red carpet of the Oscars, because it's going to be great and we'll be looking stunning. I wanted to, real quick, I think it's called, what's that movie called with, my head's moving too fast, Yahoo, not that Miller, you idiot, I just saw a movie that was really good, and I want to share it with you guys. You should probably go check it out. It's a great film where you kind of get a little girly movie with also the dude's film, you know, so like for guys who want to go out to movie with the girl, and the girl wants to see that really girly and like lovey-dovey, but then the dude wants to see a little more action flick, this would be the perfect movie to go see, because this kind of gives you a mixture of both. And that film would be, what I want to say is Love and War, but I want to confirm if that's what it's called. But my computer's running, like at this exact moment, I need to go fast. It's like running slow. Here we go. That's not what it's called. Hold on. OMG. Okay. Well, let's see here. Oh, it's not, surely not Love and War. It's called This Means War. Yes, This Means War was a good movie I checked out this past weekend, which I thought was a lot of fun because it gave you the kind of action feel with, again, the the love story, okay? So a real quick kind of synopsis. You have two of the world's deadliest CIA agents who are inseparable partners and best friends until they discover that they have fallen in love with the same woman, okay? I know, right? Decided to keep their friendship a secret from her, they pull out their full arsenal of fighting skills and high-tech gadgetry to defeat their greatest enemy, each other. Yes, so you guys, it's hilarious to sit here and watch them, the two guys, go back and forth. I mean, using some of the highest and best technology that the world has ever seen to follow each other and make sure that they're not getting over each other. So the cast does star Reese Witherspoon. Reese Witherspoon is the lead, and then you have Chris Payne and Tom Hardy, who are the gentlemen, you know, fighting over her love. So it's a great film, and it's a lot of fun. And then our girl Chelsea Handler was in it. She was hilarious, you guys, just truly hilarious, making you want to bust a gut. It was so funny with her scenes. She was a comic relief. So anyhow, definitely a film to go check out. Now, I do have a full weekend with the Oscars and all, so I won't be able to go to the movies this weekend. But films I'm looking to check out that also did well at the box office, you guys. Of course, Denzel Washington bringing in $23 million the first weekend, or not the first, but the second weekend, with a total of $81 million, is Safe House. Then we have The Vowel. I did see this one, Journey 2, The Mysterious Island, okay, with Dwayne Johnson, another good movie. I did check that one out. It was a good family film. I enjoyed it. If you guys want something good for the family, check out Journey 2, The Mysterious Island. Then also you have Ghost Rider. I'm looking to check that out, Spirit of Vengeance. And those are the kind of movies I'm looking for right now. I never did make it to seeing, I wanted to see The Gray. I didn't make it to seeing that in Contraband. Ugh, another one I really wanted to see, which I didn't get to. But hopefully I make it before, you know, like, I guess before they kind of go away forever and always, you know? I mean, what do you guys think? You think I could do it? I mean, I think I can, you know? I mean, don't be like that, you guys. Be positive. I mean, you know, I mean, we have to all stick together, right? Yeah, right. Anyhow, okay, so closing all this up, you guys, we will definitely see you guys at the Oscars. And to all the nominees, I want to just wish you guys the best of luck. And may the best man or the best woman win.
What's going on? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kickin' Spot.
Alrighty, you guys. Well, this has been a very fun evening and talking about all things celebrity. It has been quite a blast just catching up with you and let you guys know some of the fun things we've been up to. Inside of all the events we've attended, the things I kind of didn't mention thus far was the NAACP Image Awards Gala. Was super exciting, much fun. I actually managed to stick around for the actual event. And I will say the Image Awards do put on a 5-star event. You'll want to check out all that we have going on. It's been great. I got a chance to talk to the beautiful and critically acclaimed beautiful actress, Loretta Devine. It was a true joy. It was just so exciting to be able to speak with her and you know, hear about how her experience was on the sets working with Tyler Perry and such great talents. And it was a wild night. That was amazing. We talked to Robert Townsend. Carla spoke with Roland Martin. We spoke with the Allstate guy. I honestly forget his name, but everyone knows him as the Allstate guy. But that was great. It was just a really fun time. And then they even served beautiful, delicioso food at the gala. And it was held, I think, at Fox Studios or one of the Fox buildings. It was great. So that was pretty coolio. What else did we do? It was a crazy week, you guys. We were everywhere, it feels. And like I said, I even went out to Omaha and had to come back. And now I'm here now. Got the Oscars this weekend. I'm actually going to go into a meeting once I finish with you guys here and then leave that meeting into a phone conference. And I think my baby sister called and wants to talk to me, too. So it was a lot. Oh, the NAACP Gala actually took place in the Annenberg Photography Building. I'm just being informed right now. The Annenberg Photography Building. Great venue. Great space. They were great. So anyhow, and then, oh, shoot. You know what? I think I skipped. I skipped telling you guys about the NAACP Image Awards itself and who won and things and whatnot. But the unfortunate part is I've kind of pulled myself to a close. I didn't get a chance to talk about that. Okay, well, let's just go with this. Check it out, the NAACP Image Awards. It has passed, but you can always, you know, it's 2012. You can go find the show anywhere online. But go ahead and check it out. The performance that I will mention that I saw was the tribute to Whitney Houston, which was done by the gospel singer Yolanda Adams. And she definitely moved the crowd, had them in tears. And at the end, it had a beautiful gospel moment. We invited you to the Baptist church, got up on your feet and did a little clap of the hands. And it was awesome. I actually watched it the next morning, and I was in my house filling the Holy Ghost. It was great. It was great. So Yolanda Adams, you did good. You did good. Other than that, you guys, I'm still working on finishing up that event, but we're writing scripts, we're trying to find clothing, like haircuts, you know, is there enough time? But again, that was an awesome event, okay? So you guys, as I'm still pulling to a close, definitely check out the EOTM TV site. As again, we have videos that are coming up and they're being released weekly at this point, it seems, because they flew in so quickly. We're on set, on the carpet, just every day pushing it through, making sure we got you guys at all the hot events. And then also look out, like I said, for me and Carla B on the red carpet of the Oscars Awards. I mentioned T'Angelo Live, which is a new brand I'm developing, which is going to be great, you guys. So definitely stick around. The Black College Casual video should be out soon. We're just waiting to finish up. So it's in post-production right now. And with all the Oscars and stuff and all the red carpets, I haven't had time to get with the production company and finish it. But it is coming out, so don't trip. We're underway. Baby Day, Celebration of Dance, is coming up. So please mark your calendars, as this will be an event you should attend. I think it's a lot of fun. Again, April 21st at 1 o'clock. You can go to babyday.org, babydae.org, and get more information on that if you're interested. And it is like a non-profit. It's a charitable event that honors people in dance. So if you know someone, hit the website and let them know. If you have a dance team who's interested in performing, let them know, okay? Other than that, you guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me tonight. I just really let go and had a blast, man. I just had fun, was free, and just, you know, did the best I could with the format. They wanted to stick to it sometimes, and I kind of don't because I like to talk and say what the hell I want to say. And but I did have a blast, you guys, and it has been amazing hanging out with you tonight. And I'm going to go ahead and get out of here, but in light of our girl Whitney Houston passing away, I had to put together a beautiful medley. I haven't put her song or her music all night, but we're going to play a little medley right now. We're going to entitle this The Greatest Love Song Ever. And so we're going to go out with Whitney Houston closing us out. Okay, you guys? So until next time, I do look forward to speaking with you again. And live life to the fullest. I'm out. Oh, I thought I was going to sing right there. I'm not going to sing. I wanted to sing. Fine, let that have to do it. I'm joking. I'm out. All my colors for you. I don't really need to look very much further. I don't want to have to go where you don't follow. I won't hold it back again. This passion inside can't run from myself. There's no
Every